Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, the FAA, they're in charge of, like, all the flight stuff. They've officially opened up an investigation on a YouTuber accused of purposefully crashing his plane and parachuting out of it to get views. And here's that moment that YouTuber and Olympic snowboarder Trevor Jacob had his crash landing.
Ow. Oh, my gosh. Get me out of this. Come on.
I guess I should probably document what's going on. I cut my finger pretty bad. Got my elbow. I'm just so happy to be alive. Well, where the hell am I going to land a freaking plane? I'm going to die. That's why I always freaking fly with a parachute.
And a trusty camcorder that I could put things on YouTube. I'm looking at the video and it's pretty crazy. It's got over a million views, which you would think it'd get more.
Yeah, you think so. But this is the way he's at least made it sound in that audio cut we had was that he was not planning to do that. But now We're finding out that indeed he did plan to do that the entire time. And that's what the FAA is looking into.
Yeah, I guess they frown upon you just like, you know, for funsies crashing a small plane. The footage is insane. I mean, if it was like, you know, not done intentionally, I'd be like, this is so epic to see. But like knowing that it was probably just like he forced that, it's kind of dangerous. I mean, well, not kind of, very dangerous.
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting thing. I'm split on this guy because of the fact, look, we see all sorts of things happen for the sake of making movies, but you know they get permission, they have
exactly.
Tons of safety, all of this stuff. I just can't imagine this guy did any of that because it's just him.
Right.
And, you know, so even if he's trying to do it for entertainment, which I don't have a problem with, you got to do it the right way, dude, because so many things could go wrong when you're just, hey, I'll do it myself.
That's just nuts. I would never think, you know, I need more views on my YouTube page. I got it. I'm going to crash my plane. I guess he thought, like, financially it would be a bigger deal to get all those views to make up for the loss of a airplane, unless he was just kind of done with that plane, didn't care.
Yeah, that's a really good question, because those airplanes aren't cheap. And for a million views on YouTube, I mean, I don't know, unless he gets a lot more of attention. But, I mean, I don't know. Do you want to go watch his page anymore?
Well, I wasn't planning on it anyway. I just clicked on the link out of curiosity. And I'm looking at his other videos. Like, he at most is getting about 50,000 views. But some of his are just in like 1,000, 5,000. Oh, he has like a 400,000 view on one of them.
He does a lot of stupid things, though. Like, he posted a video that says, I went to prison for train hopping. And he shows the whole experience of him train hopping, including his mugshot and everything. I feel like he's just... Yeah.
It makes it easier for me to believe that the allegations about him actually crashing that plane on purpose, it makes it easier for me to believe those allegations.
I guess some people thought it was a stage thing because typically pilots don't usually fly with a parachute on. Imagine you got on a plane, see your buddy, he's already wearing the parachute. I'd be like, I'm going to sit this one out. You go up there without me.
Yeah, I don't know. And plus, the parachute's pretty bulky. So to be able to actually, to fly the plane if he had the parachute on his body, which is what you'd have to do. I don't know if you'd have time to actually put a parachute on if your plane was crashing. I don't know anything about this, but it does seem fishy to me.
And he also just bought that plane and told the seller that he was going to do something special with it, but didn't elaborate.
Oh.
I'm going to crash it.
I wonder how much that plane costs. Sometimes they cost six figures, those kind of planes. It looked like a Cessna-ish kind of plane to me.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of plane, but there's a single-engine plane.
Yeah, I feel like those are six-figure planes.
This is something to kind of lend a little bit of a conspiracy to it. So this happened back in November, November 24th. And that just happened to be 50 years ago when D.B. Cooper famously jumped from a hijacked plane.
Wow.
Just reading another article that states that. So, I mean, it could just be a weird coincidence.
Throw the book at him.
Yeah, this is not a...
and
we
a plane.
All, yeah.
And the plane.
And all of us Marvel fans know that Loki was the one that actually was D.B. Cooper.
Yeah,
we all know
right?
That. So there we go. There we go. Don't worry, Steve. You have to watch all six episodes. I don't think you're in for that.
Might have already seen it for all I know.
Yeah, you probably did. Yeah.
No.
All right, well, speaking of entertainment, man, this is pretty cool. I have to say, Tom Cruise, man, I want to see this happen. He is developing a movie that will be shot at least partly in outer space.
Space.
Wow.
On the 50th anniversary of Star Trek.
The Star Trek convention, yes. The first Star Trek convention.
You almost got it, Steve.
I got the right show this time, at least.
Good job, buddy. So how about this? There's a company producing this movie. It's called Space Entertainment Enterprise. And the idea is that they are basically going to be building this outer space studio, a studio that's actually in outer space. And they're not stopping at just one movie doing this because they really want to have this. They want to have a film, TV studio, along with a sports arena all in orbit.
Oh, can we see the Kraken play in space?
Space
how
sports?
How insane is that? I assume there's a level of weightlessness, which really, for a lot of sci-fi movies that are trying to recreate, like when people are on the moon or when they're in a space station and that weightlessness, I mean, they go to a lot with wire work, but you wouldn't have to if you were actually shooting it on a space station. Like, you wouldn't have to worry about it. That's nuts.
That's like when they were trying to recreate, I think, stuff for like maybe Apollo 11, and they had the Vomit Comet, which is the airplane that goes up and down and up and down so they can recreate weightlessness. They don't have to do that anymore.
No.
They can just do it in space.
Wow.
I love this. This is cool.
I wonder what sport you're going to play there.
You could actually play.
Spaceball.
You could play Quidditch. Really?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah,
the
Harry Potter
game.
Yeah, ride the broomstick. This time you really could ride a broomstick.
They could ride broomsticks.
But is it going to be like in a bubble where like you will have, where you're not just floating around because you don't have the gravity and all that crap?
You're going to be floating around no matter where you are.
Would you
be in space and you just drift away in space? It's all going to be enclosed.
I guess. I'm just very confused by, like, what sport can you really play?
Soccer?
I agree with you. I don't know what you could play.
Lacrosse?
That might help our offensive line issues if they had the Seahawks play there, because then Penny Hendricks could just, like, float above everybody.
Oh, wow. Dude, Steve, space wrestling. Oh,
my gosh.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I might actually jump off the top rope if that's the case.
Just float away.
Steve just keeps flipping and spinning. He's not coming down.
No, he's having too much fun. I think the match is over.
He got counted out. He never made it back to the ring. He's just been floating around giggling.
Imagine, though, like whatever sport you're playing, people could shoot from the ceiling. I mean, basically, like if you're trying to score a goal in any kind of netting at all, or, like with Quidditch, which is just a big hole you throw a ball through, you basically, it's like watching Inception sports. Like, this is nuts. People, coming at you from all angles.
It's like when they did basketball on the trampoline floor. You ever see that? Like, it's on, like, I can't remember what channel it was on, but it was like trampoline basketball. Just bouncing and flying and hitting walls and stuff. This would be even more extreme.
Yeah, and you could literally, like, would it count if you shoot a if you shoot the ball from under the basket? You know what I mean? But have it go through the net? Yeah, I mean, because you could do that when you win. They're planning on having this whole thing built by 2024.
Oh, so
which
has
is
a
not
one.
A long time from now.
We could have space synchronized swimming. It'd be like synchronized floating.
Dude, we could do our show up there. They're saying that they want people to be able to produce, record, broadcast, and live stream content from the facility. I would love to
BJ
do a show from space.
In space.
How cool would BJ and Migs in space?
That
would
be amazing. About my commute from Puyallup to Seattle. Now you want me to go to space every night?
I know. And I don't know if I can survive the G-forces, to be honest with you.
Dude, the Muppet Show had pigs in space. Migs in space.
Okay, for that reason,
it's
I'll do
perfect.
It.
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay, there we have it. We have a reason.
As long as I get to float around.
Yeah, the company's like... this will provide a unique and accessible home for boundless entertainment possibilities in a venue packed with an innovative infrastructure which will unleash a new world of creativity.
And would you say how soon this could happen in 2024?
2024, they're going to have it up and running, according to them.
That seems a little too soon.
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
2 years from now?
Hey, listen, these
we're
guys...
We're going to make that kind of a jump?
Wow. I can't wait to see. Tom Cruise will be the first guy movie apparently doing it. And you know Tom Cruise, how he likes to do a lot of his own stunts and do all this crazy stuff. Imagine what that guy is going to do in space.
So I said, what about space porn?
Oh, well.
That could be a sport.
Yeah,
kind of like pinning the tail on the donkey, but like in space. Yeah. You just have this guy, like, he's just like, I'm going to get ya.
They already have like the wrestling videos. Not that I've clicked on those thumbnails. So, I mean, it's the same thing.
Okay.
Just
you know,
yeah.
We can't have nice things with you too.
Oh, so we've sullied the
You've
space
sullied the whole
adventure.
Idea. Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm sure there'll probably be some pornographic opportunities recorded up there. You're probably right. You know, someone's going to want Vivid or someone's going to want to be able to say, we're the first ones to have space porn.
So the girls oil wrestling would be awesome in space.
Yeah, it would.
That's pretty much awesome
Why
everywhere.
Not? Yeah. Space Jam is actually happening.
Yeah.
As one texter said.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay. So there you go. You got a real life Space Jam happening. Hopefully, it's better than what LeBron gave us.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one yet to make my decision on whether.
From what I hear, I haven't seen it either. But from what I hear, you're not missing a lot.
Mm.
So you probably like it then.
Yeah, I probably will because I do like LeBron, and I feel like there's just this weird agenda against LeBron James.
Oh, here we go. All right, you should. You know what? You should watch it just so you can say you love it, just so you can irritate me.
All right, I'll try and work on that this weekend.
Get that done.
It got almost 80% on the tomato meter.
Did
from
it really?
Who? From audience.
Oh, I was going to say from the LeBron James family.
You don't want to know it's 79%, but you don't want to know the actual tomato meter.
25%. Well, that's interesting because I
hey,
you got two digits.
That's not that bad.
Yeah.
I recently watched a movie that was actually not, they didn't do well in the critique, but I actually liked it. And it was a movie called Anna. And I mean, it was an okay movie. It wasn't fantastic, but I liked the director. It's the guy who did The Fifth Element. And so something, you know, maybe the audience is right. Maybe this time, maybe Space Jam is better. Space Jam 2.
Is it better? Did they have a better score than the original Space Jam?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I think the original Space Jam was critically received well, or at least fresh.
45% on the tomato meter, 63% on the audience score.
So the audience liked the new one better than the old one.
Yeah. I call BS.
Yeah, I thought the original one was loved by a lot of people.
It is.
Yeah, so I can't believe LeBron's version is better. Okay, maybe it is. All right. I don't understand this whole ratings thing.
Well, people go online and they give a score, and then they aggregate the scores, and that's how they come up with these ratings.
Thanks, Steve.
You're the best.
Well, you asked.
Well, I didn't ask. I just made a statement, but thanks for your help there, Mr. Wizard.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just here to share my knowledge.
Are you, though? Okay, good. Hey, we got a well-known celebrity that shared that she stopped dating a popular actor because she was freaked out by a character that he played in a movie. You're going to hear from her at 8:20 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Martha Stewart. She was on Ellen and shared a crazy story about how she dated Anthony Hopkins in the 90s.
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I didn't. Yeah.
That was a well-kept secret. Or, you know, then again, I'm trying to think, you know, man, I don't know if I really was super aware of Martha Stewart in the 90s, to be honest with you. So I don't know, but I didn't know. I knew of Anthony Hopkins too, but yeah, they were dating for a while, but then she ended up dumping him. And the reason, man, you know what? If you really were Anthony Hopkins and you were digging Martha Stewart, you'd be like, are you kidding me? Really? Yeah, she dumped him because she could not get over his performance as Hannibal Lecter in Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, funny.
I have a big scary house in Maine that's way by itself on 100 acres in the forest, and I couldn't even imagine taking Anthony Hopkins there.
Yeah.
I couldn't. Yeah. All I could think of was him eating, you know.
Right. Wait, did you date him?
Yeah.
And you stopped because of that?
Yeah.
That was such an iconic character, and it tripped a lot. It freaked a lot of people out. Yeah. What if, like, you were, like, eating something, and they're at, and he's going, or whatever that sound is, that... That, yes.
And he only ever eats or drinks Chianti with anything.
Right. Oh, like, yeah. he's having soup. He's like, would you like some Martha? And she's like, yeah, I'm out, deuces.
Yeah.
You're freaking me out there.
That's awesome.
Is there a more iconic character? Like when you think of Anthony Hopkins, the first thing you would, I mean, yeah, he's been in other movies, and I'm sure someone will be like, well, actually, I think I remember him from, but, you know, 99% of the people out there, you say Anthony Hopkins, you think Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, yeah.
Man, totally. It's Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it. That's what you know him for, really. I mean, that's when he came on my radar, even though he is a terrific actor and has done many great things. You're right, Steve.
Because I'm trying to think of like another actor where it's just like, there's not an argument. You know what I mean? Like, that's the one role. Like, I was like, oh Tom Hanks. Shatner, oh, Captain Kirk. Yeah. I'm more of a T.J. Hooker kind of guy, personally.
Oh, okay. There you are.
You know what you are? You're being those Anthony Hopkins people that will tell you, oh, here's another thing.
Actually.
Yeah. Shatner, look, I mean, he's done great stuff, but he's Captain Kirk.
Yeah.
You know.
I was thinking like Tom Hanks, Forrest Gump, but man, he's got so many other roles.
He's done so many other things.
Right.
Yeah, I almost said Harrison Ford, but he's, you know, Indiana Jones and Han Solo, so it's kind of hard, these two.
That one, you can argue for both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you really could. It's pretty nuts how he was able to create two iconic characters you could easily identify him for.
Well, even going with that, just Mark Hamill with Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
Like, everyone knows, I mean, yes, he's done other things, but...
Well, actually, I know him as the Batman voice.
No, it's the Joker voice. Come on.
Damn it.
Nice going, buddy.
Yeah. Fake nerd.
Meanwhile, Kevin Conroy, the voice actor, is going, F you, Steve. I was the Batman voice.
What? That's impressive that you even know that.
I know, right?
What about Harry Potter? Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh, Daniel Radcliffe.
All of
them will be known for that. I mean, Emma Watson's done a lot of stuff, and arguably out of the three of them, you might argue that she might be the best actor out of all the three of them, at least with the amount of work that she's done. But though I know that, you know, Rupert is also, you know, people think he's a great actor too, played Ron Weasley. But you're right. Those three kids are always going to be those three kids.
Well, and Daniel Radcliffe is going to be Weird Al now. Yes. So, I mean, at that point, that might be his most iconic character.
How do you say? I don't think. There's nothing he's going to do. It was, 10 years of movies as Harry Potter, and he grew up as the. I just can't imagine Daniel's going to ever escape that.
But which is crazy because it's a younger version of him. You know, Anthony Hopkins, like, he's still, you know, he will look that, like that character forever. You know,
well, he's kind of an old dude now. I mean, he really is an older dude now.
But he was old then as well. So, right. I mean, it's not too far from that.
So, is it Michael Keaton as Batman?
Yeah. No,
I don't know, man.
No.
I loved him in Beetlejuice.
I was about to say Beetlejuice.
Yeah, Beetlejuice to me is that's what I think of for Michael Keaton because he was definitely a super standout in that.
But a good argument for Batman. I mean,
but there's so many Batman. I think that's the problem. Yeah. So many people have played that role. But nobody's done Beetlejuice. But, I mean, I get it. No doubt about it. But I honestly, do you think anybody even has watched some of those old... I mean, Danny won't even watch the first Batman movies. So I don't know if Tim Burton...
Well, I just recently rewatched it, and I liked it.
Yeah,
so,
I was going to say, and I'm just jaded because I was dragged to them. It's not because, like, I have some vendetta against...
I just feel like the younger generation might not even know or care. Like, for Keanu Reeves, is it... He's got a couple, but I think it's either Bill and Ted or it's The Matrix, right?
John Wick, mother effer.
Oh, God, yes, of course. That's three. You're right. You totally forgot about John Wick.
You got a little aggressive there, Steve.
I did. Well, I mean, John, you have to when you're saying John Wick.
John
so there's that's
that should be the name of the next movie. It should be John Wick, mother effer.
Keanu Reeves has really made a lot of iconic characters. Think about that, because he was also in Speed, and that was an iconic, you know, that was a hell of a movie until, you know, The Matrix came around, and then all of a sudden he was Neo, but you're right.
Point Break.
Point Break, arguably, you got to give him, you know, I'm an FBI agent.
An FBI agent.
He wasn't the worst actor in that movie.
No, not at all. So he's created a few iconic characters. So it's not just one that you know Keanu for.
He's not a no-brainer just for one character.
Bruce Willis, John McClane.
I think about the Moonlighting television show.
Wow.
Well,
really?
I was going to say
what were you going to say, Vic?
Fifth Element for Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
That's what I think of.
And that's what I think of, too,
Corbin
to be
Dallas.
Honest. Yeah.
Sixth Sense.
I see dead people.
Yeah. And so, Bruce, it's...
Looper.
And, you know, and Moonlighting was a huge show. Looper. Well, you know, I mean, it was good in that, but... oh, man. I mean, it is really tough to just go, that's the one, like Anthony Hopkins, that's the one role.
Ooh, someone's got a good one. But there's an argument that you could throw Rambo in the mix, but Sylvester Stallone, Rocky.
That was what I was going to say, because I don't think of Rambo when I think of
I think of Rambo right away, though.
Yeah, me too. Rambo's a very, very iconic character.
But do you think of Rambo over Rocky?
Well, I like those Rambo movies better than Rocky movies, which I know is sacrilege.
If you were on the phone, I'd hang up on you.
Yeah, well, I hate that. But you know, right? Him fighting a guy in a ring is to me a lot less interesting than him just blasting the hell out of all the bad guys.
It was more than just a fight in a ring. It was about a man that just wants to be respected. It's about a love story. There's so much more going on, man.
Hey,
you're right. Hey, Mickey.
Yeah, he communicates so much.
I don't know why he was Yogi Bear. Hey, Mickey.
Yeah. Well, Burgess Meredith, now that you talk about it, iconic role as Mickey, but also the Penguin. Like, you know, that guy did a lot of stuff. But growing up, Burgess Meredith was the Penguin in the old Batman show. No doubt about it. And that was his thing. Like, he was out of all the Batman villains. The Penguin was like, you know, you knew that was that actor.
Okay, what about Arnold Schwarzenegger? What's the first movie you think of?
Predator.
Terminator.
Conan the Barbarian.
Oh, there you go. Good one, too.
I would definitely go Terminator.
It's got to be Terminator for him.
Yeah, you're right. I know.
You mean not Jingle All the Way?
Oh, that's a good movie.
Oh, go home.
I'll be back. I mean, you know, that's the thing, and that's Terminator right there, so. Yeah. All right, so, that's, wow.
Man. Will Smith, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Yeah.
But he also Men in Black.
I was
Agent
thinking Men in Black.
Yeah, that was big for him.
Samuel L. Jackson.
He's the same character in everything.
Wow.
He's just Sam Jackson in everything.
It's pretty wild how he always brings his Samness to everything. It's wild. And yet, it never gets old.
It's like,
whatever he does, I love him in every movie he's in.
I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
I'm glad we still have that.
Yes. Yeah, awesome. Forever.
I was thinking the same of, like, Christopher Walken. He just plays the same character in literally everything.
Yeah.
Pow.
But you know something?
You know what's weird is that when I think of Christopher Walken, besides, of course, Pulp Fiction, I instantly think of the Fatboy Slim video.
Yeah.
He's dancing? Oh, hell yeah.
That's what I'll always know him as. Like, that would be the first thing that pops into my mind when you say Christopher Walken.
And for me, it's the watch scene, obviously.
Yes.
Because it's such an amazing scene. And also the more cowbell, I think, even though that wasn't a movie, those are the two things I think of with Christopher Walken.
That was such a good
one. Yeah. Man, which is, if he's sitting there, if he's like, really, that's the highlight, that's what you remember from me, thanks, people.
So it said Sean Connery, James Bond.
Yeah.
You know, somebody I was thinking was Betty White, because
Golden Girls,
like, she's always Rose from, even in like her later years when she was doing like
The Cleveland Show.
Yeah,
and
she
the proposal.
Was, it was like, oh, Rose is in the whatever show.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say that's the case. Yeah, good call on that one. And she did a lot of stuff, but you're right. That was probably what she was known for.
Oh, this is a good one. I'm curious to see what you guys will say.
Okay. Kim, we're talking about folks who are just known for the one character they play, the iconic character.
Right. You say their name, you instantly think of this character because of Sir Anthony Hopkins. Obviously, you think of Hannibal Lecter. Okay.
Yes.
Danny DeVito.
The Penguin.
Wow. You know what? The first one that came to mind?
Wow.
Louis De Palma from Taxi.
And that's only because that's the first time I saw him, Rev. I'm with you.
Oh, yeah, same. Absolutely.
I don't know, though. Man.
Mine is Twins with Schwarzenegger.
God, but he's been on Always Sunny for so long.
Always Sunny.
Oh, yeah.
Frank Reynolds is so iconic to me. And they just had their last season, by the way, which was so good. They went to Ireland. If you haven't watched it, it's I think one of their best seasons, which I know it's hard to bring people back who've gotten off the Sunny train, but I really thought this season was good.
I was going to pick one that you guys maybe have not even seen, Matilda.
Okay. Huh? I've seen Matilda.
What the hell is that?
Oh, it was like the best.
Yeah, it's a movie, Steve.
Is that who you think of every time
Danny
with DeVito
in it?
It was
iconic for you?
Like, both Matilda and him playing the Penguin were a big part of my childhood.
Wow.
So it was kind of like...
Ugh. And he directed that movie, too, didn't he?
Yeah. And apparently, like, after the little girl who played Matilda, like, her parents were going... Like, her mom had suffered through cancer, and him and his wife took her in and took care of her. Like, I just hear nothing but good things about him.
Well, it's a good movie. I wonder how many people, but you know what? That's your generation that identify with him, and especially as the Penguin in the second Batman movie, which Danny hasn't seen. And Danny, Tim Burton is out of his mind in that movie with what he does.
I have seen it. I was dragged to them.
So you still don't have any luck, because Christopher Walken was in that movie too, the second one.
Oh, yeah, he was Max Schreck.
You know, Danny DeVito also, Throw Mama from the Train.
Oh my God!
It was a quirky, culty movie, but you're right. I mean, but see, Danny's another guy that's like Sam Jackson. He brings his DeVito-ness to everything, and it's always good. You know, it really is always good.
Oh yeah, he's so great.
Yeah,
I see what other people are texting. Jean-Claude Van Damme, Bloodsport. He was in Bloodsport.
He was in Bloodsport. Yeah.
Yeah,
I think that's the one that I think of when it comes to that. And that's just because Bloodsport had an amazing nut shot. He punches he does the splits and punches a dude in the balls.
Kuma. Okay.
Kuma. Well, there you go.
I was just going to say, in the episode of Friends where he plays himself and he dates two of the girls.
Wait, he was in Friends?
Okay. It's like, so on episode, he dates both Rachel and Monica.
So this is, if not everybody says the same thing, then it's not an iconic
No,
like,
it's right? not. But that's literally the only thing I've seen him in.
David Spade.
Ooh. Joe Dirt.
Emperor's New Groove.
Oh, what? See, now the first thing I thought of was Tommy Boy.
Oh, that's
okay. Good call.
Yeah, but really, it's sad that he's the straight man to really the iconic character.
Chris Farley. You know,
to Chris Farley.
And of course, when you think of him, it's Beverly Hills Ninja.
See, Steve, I'm the same way
by the river, man.
I'm with you, Steve. I really am. Haru, to me, is a much more iconic character than Tommy Boy.
Oh, I was being sarcastic.
Oh no!
You knew his name from the movie. Jeez, BJ,
Haru is great, dude. I think Tommy Boy's a great movie, but I think Chris Farley's like ninja guy is amazing, and it should be iconic because he really makes you believe at some point that he's serious about trying to be this guy, and he makes you fall for the character. And that's why I think Haru is, I love Haru. I want to watch that movie again. Oh man, Beverly Hills Ninja. I know you're I didn't know you were sarcastic, Steve, because
I hate the movie, but that's not what I think of when I think of him.
I love him in that role. He is so, I mean, when he's using the two big fish as ninja and nunchucks, to me is like comedy gold.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, how about Al Pacino?
Whoa.
Scarface?
Boy, yeah.
People
would argue, you know, the Godfather movies, but I feel like, yeah, I think Scarface, you got to get that's what I think of.
When you say Al Pacino, I just think hoo-ah from Scent of a Woman. But it's not the character, it's just the hoo-ah.
Yeah, and that really, you're right, Rev, but really, I feel like some people think that's what he said before he said, say hello to my little friend, because hoo-ah is so iconic. I forget that you're right. That's in a different movie. I always put it in my head. He's like, hoo-ah, say hello to my little friend. But you're right. Those are two different movies. Yeah, he's definitely iconic for Scarface. He's a great actor.
I never saw Scarface. The only reason that I know Al Pacino is because we sold so much Scarface t-shirts at Hot Topic.
Oh my god.
That was like
BJ had a button-up shirt that had the Scarface character on it.
Yeah,
like a dress shirt.
Yeah.
It was the Dragonfly company of shirts that mostly you hated every one that I had,
including that one.
People you did not. People liked that one. I got compliments on that one.
Steve Miggs is not people.
Yeah, you heard it here
first,
kids.
Line.
Flag that. You heard it here first. All right. Well, that's great. So, really, man, we don't have a lot of great examples like Anthony Hopkins and William Shatner. I mean, really, those two, you think of their characters that they played a long time ago, and you still think of them as those characters, man.
Oh, I just thought of the kid who played Joffrey in Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, yeah, I don't know his name, though.
He had to quit Jack Gleason, I think, or just something like that. But he had to quit acting because people thought he was such a jerk because of that show. So he just kind of quit acting for a while.
It's like moments like that where you just realize that there are not a lot of bright people in this world. I mean, like,
yeah,
like I see obviously in the world of, like, you know, in wrestling, where like people get mad at like someone who plays a character on wrestling, and the argument used to always be like, are you mad at Sir Anthony Hopkins because he was a serial killer that was eating people and stuff? Now we realize that Martha Stewart, was mad at him for that.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's always so weird when you really believe the character that much that, like, you can't differentiate that this is just an actor.
Yeah, I would be like, I'd be like, Martha, you're a head case, or are you just trying to let me down easy with a stupid excuse? You know what I mean? Like, it makes no sense because Mark Hamill, you know, got slapped for playing a soap opera character that was a bad guy. And it was just like, wow, this is before his Luke days. And it's just like, so this has been going on for a long time that people just can't separate the actor from the character.
It does get you thinking about like a ridiculous reason why you ended dating somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the fact that you couldn't differentiate him or separate yourself from Anthony Hopkins, a human being, and Anthony Hopkins, who's playing Hannibal Lecter, is kind of crazy.
Unless he really is like that.
Unless he eats his soup by going.
Yeah, every once in a while, an actor gets to play somebody, an actor that's really close to who they are. So what if this is really who he is? You know, it's a sweet role because that's who I am.
Or like some actors, they get really caught up in being that person. Like Jim Carrey, he's very method actor. So like he'll like be Andy Kaufman the entire time he's doing Man on the Moon and stuff.
Hey, that's a good one. I think Ace Ventura. Wouldn't you say that's pretty much? Oh no, Dumb and Dumber.
Truman Show.
The Mask.
Fire Marshal Bill.
There's a lot. Of Jim
never
Carrey.
Mind. Doesn't work for
and
Jim
the
Carrey.
Riddler.
Yeah,
not the Riddler.
I think of the Riddler because he's so funny looking.
Okay, Vicky is showing us that whatever we think that an iconic character is, Vicky is going to say no. I got a completely different relate altogether.
I'm basing this off of my childhood.
That was one of the first ones. That's the thing, though. So that means that it's not working for every bit generation. Mm-hmm. If in fact Vicky can't think of the same things,
this is a good one. Paul Rubens,
Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah.
Adult movie theater. Me personally, but that's just.
Did he do anything else besides Pee Wee Herman
himself in a theater?
Well, I know
he's done a lot. He's done stuff, and he's actually been really good in the stuff. As a matter of fact, Danny, you forgot.
Was he in Batman or something?
Yeah, he was in this. He was in the second Batman movie. You totally forgot that was him. He was Penguin's dad.
And he was in the Gotham TV show, also Penguin's dad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that he played that's kind of cool that he did that. He was also in Mystery Men as Fart Man. He was called the Spleen, but he was basically had fart powers. But he was really good in that. I mean, he's a good performer, but unfortunately, because he did what everybody does, granted he did in a theater. But, you know, I would argue if you're a theater showing that kind of stuff, you almost... I mean, what do you expect is going to happen?
There's a reason why people just kind of sit to themselves in a row and don't really have like someone sitting right next to them. In those places. Like, you're not going to sit next to somebody like, you want to share some popcorn?
First theater that had a 6-foot rule.
Yeah, right. Don't feel like he's the first guy to ever go to a theater that specializes in that kind of entertainment.
But he was the host of a children's show, and it was just a weird look.
Yeah.
Well, it was a weird look because it got reported. You know, it's funny. You know, 20 years prior, probably wouldn't have ever been reported. It wouldn't have been reported. Like, if Mr. Rogers had done that, there's no way that would have been reported.
Watch your mouth. Mr. Rogers would never do that.
Yeah, I know.
Well, no, because he had his own little private Never Land that he could go to and do whatever he wanted.
Yeah, that was the land of make-believe, sir.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell it was.
He's not Michael Jackson.
I know. I was like, what?
Well, he's not taking... He doesn't have any kids back there with him. It's just him.
And puppets.
And... Puppets.
All right, well, puppets are still, I mean, they're not real, so do what you want back there.
Oh, God.
But they never just, blink. Know, I
mean, won't you be my neighbor?
Ew.
Okay, no, too soon? Fine. Yeah. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
How many neck bones do humans have?
One.
No.
Six?
No.
Nine?
No.
Oh, you finally got it, Steve.
Seven.
There you go.
Oh, there you go.
Too late. Day late, buddy. Doesn't count. You want a shot at beating Steve? Okay, you got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs. We'll do that at 848 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. How long is a bankruptcy going to affect my credit rating?
Of course, most of the time, by the time we're talking about filing a bankruptcy, the credit has already taken a huge hit. Chapter 7 is going to affect it more negatively than Chapter 13. Chapter 7 stays on your credit report for 10 years from the time you file. It usually takes 7 or 8 years for your credit scores to get back into the normal range in a Chapter 7 case. However, your credit will start to recover even in Chapter 7 after about a year. You'll be able to get credit again right away, usually before your case is even over. Chapter 13 stays on your credit report for 7 years and usually takes about 3 to 3.5 years for your credit to get back in the normal range. So Chapter 13 will mean your credit gets better much more rapidly.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.